let's get into the news the Young Bucks have prepared for us. And I will give you folks a fantastic update on our fantastic Around the World in 80 Days. I'm making that up. I don't know how long we're going to be on the road. Around the globe, around the United States. I don't know where we're going. But we're going somewhere, goddammit. The Thomas Paine tour. We're working on it now, and it's going to happen. So you folks on Paine.tv, if you got something going in your local town, I've heard from folks all over the country. I'm like, oh, man, that sounds sweet. Let me know, because we'd like to hear from you. If you got something going on where we could do a little Green Dragon Tavern style. If you don't know what that means, look it up. Little get-togethers, little hangouts, and shoot the shit. Unlike other so-called heroes, I don't charge $450 to shake my hand or to get a photograph with me. I just sit down and fucking drink with you. It's bottoms up. I mean, Jesus, some of these guys.
If you want to take a picture with Mr. Bongino and you want to, it's $450.
What? Fuck is this guy, the Pope? He doesn't even have his own sauce. If you're going to be an Italian, you're going to charge $450. You better be like fucking Emerald or somebody with your own sauce. It's a travesty. Let's go. Your own gravy. I'm sorry. Headline. Stephen Breyer to retire from the Supreme Court at the end of the current term. The Young Bucks have written a note here. It's one of uncharacteristically long note from the Young Bucks. This one really struck a nerve with them. We've been talking about monkeys for the last few nights. It's not a complete circus without clowns. And so we talk about the Supreme Court. The editors, the Young Bucks, this is what they said. Having a justice step down right now is obvious. They have nothing left. They need to give their people a win and generate momentum for the midterms to boost voter turnout. And I'm sure they will nominate a radical. They'll push through whatever COVID agenda they have left. Don't look for the, quote, conservatives, unquote, on the court to save you or any of us. Kavanaugh and ACB have sold us out numerous times already. That's fucking epic. Fantastic. Oh, we're finding out right before we turned on the mic that the Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, he didn't want it released. He was still planning his departure. Someone leaked it out. Ooh, I wonder who it was. Probably Biden. And that plays exactly to the point the Young Bucks said. What the Young Bucks just said makes so much more sense when you find out that they leaked it out. He wasn't ready to go. Certainly wasn't ready to have it announced. Now, by leaking it, that's the equivalent of giving Breyer a kick in the ass. And when he leaves the Supreme Court, he'll have a dusty footprint of Joe Biden on the ass end of his robe. Oh, you want to sit on it for a while and plan your retirement? No, we're planning it for you. He's leaving. I mean, he's only 83 years old. Can we get some new people, some young people, and working in government? Everybody there is a fucking fossil. No offense to the older folks who listen to this show, but hey. It is literally no offense. You're not fucking things up wherever you are. You're good folks. Breyer, of course. You know, I said today, and we'll just keep it because we're rock and rolling. We'll just keep it. Nominated by President Clinton. What a surprise. The guy's done nothing of note. None of these folks have. And, you know, we had Legal Man on here. It was mind-blowing for a lot of folks who never heard Legal Man. I've been catching up with him. We'll have him back on. A lot of other things going on behind the scenes. I like what fucking Legal Man said. Like, why are you paying any attention to these? Now, I've said that for a while, but the way he frames it is so much more prophetic than me.
That's right, Payne. He's better than you.
Okay. I like to present people that are better than me to you folks. What the hell? That's what life's all about. You know, you watch these folks on TV, like a Hannity. He pretends that he's the man, like he knows everything. He doesn't know a fucking thing. The guy in the meeting, I had this fucking manager, this boss at Citigroup pulled me aside. So first day at Citigroup. First day. They said, yeah, get in there. We got a conference call. I have to tell you this story because it's out of control. First day. And I'm in this conference room, and they have the conference phone in the middle of the table. They're on with all kind of people. And I keep hearing this. What the fuck is going on here? It's my first day at City, right? The fuck? I'm saying to myself, I'm losing my shit. And no one's saying anything about it. No one's saying anything about it. I said, this is, something's wrong here. This phone is fucked up. This conference phone is like a space phone. You've seen these. They're worth about $1,000. It looks like a spaceship. It's massive. We had one, same exact phone, basically, at the Record in Hackensack. When you're in trouble, you're in the room and the space phone was on with the lawyers and fucking senators and everybody else. And they're talking about, yeah, well, this, we got to get this going, and this is a $1 billion project. Said, I don't know what's going on. So after the meeting, I said to the boss, what was that noise? He says, come in the office, talk to me, let's sit down. I go, bro, what was that noise? He goes, oh, that was a parrot. Yeah, one of the bosses. He's upstairs, he's got his parrot. Exactly. This is a Fortune 100 company, and I'm fucking having a conference call and a meeting with a fucking parrot. First day. Then I leave his office. They have a nice executive bathroom. So you know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I'm chilling out there, and some dude comes in, puts his hands like over the, starts shaking the whole thing. You know, like the stall. Who the hell is in here? That's my stall. It's another boss, some big dude. He said, no one's allowed to use this stall. This is like, I thought I was pledging a fraternity. What the fuck is going on here? So I was like, yeah, it's, yeah, okay, I'll get out. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're going to the bathroom, just chilling out, right? Plush bathroom. The guy's shaking. I come home from work. My wife says, how was the first day? I said, well, it was pretty good. I had a conference call with a fucking parrot. And I was assaulted in the bathroom by an executive who said I was using his commode. Other than that, it's fantastic. I think this is really the place for me. It's crazier than I am. Getting back to the original point. The boss says to me, keep your head down. It's the folks that are in here that make the most noise that are the problem. And I always remember that. And the parrot. And the near-death experience in the bathroom. We got a chance to transfer that guy out of our division, and we did. Just so I said, yeah, let's get rid of him. Send him up to Staten Island. I want to use the bathroom again. Just, what a place. But I learned at that time, it's the folks in the room that make the most noise that are, they don't do anything. They don't get anything done. And I said earlier today that you could nominate, and that plays into what Legal Man was saying as well. But you could nominate a ham sandwich to be on the court. It wouldn't matter. What does it matter? The elites don't follow any laws. So what does it matter what the Supreme Court says? I just laid it out earlier about the school boards and about the vaccine mandates. Or the Maxine mandates. We need one of those in California. What does it matter? You can nominate a ham sandwich. In the same regard, I say to you again, they're not following the laws, so why are you? It's time to retool the way you think. Now, you have to follow basic laws that will lock you up, but you might not have to follow all of them. There's a coach the Philadelphia Flyers had in the 70s, Fred Shiro. Flyers took a lot of penalties. And he said, well, the refs can't call everything. Think about that. Okay. It's funny. I pulled that video of Psaki struggling to answer what Biden was doing. And the Young Bucks gave me a report of what he was doing. What was he doing? We know what she said. She was struggling to answer what Biden's schedule, why it was so empty. Reporters in the press later tweeted out photographs showing Biden wandering around Washington, D.C., visiting at least one boutique store and going to an ice cream shop. Oh, fuck. I hope he wasn't with his wife. People who listen to Hotwire know what she does up here to boutique stores. Yikes. Fucking run. POTUS visits a boutique store on Capitol Hill called Honey Maid. You have to think Bill Clinton has some type of an ownership in Honey Maid. Shut up. Products at Honey Maid include RBG and Kamala Harris mugs and oven mitts. There's nothing sexist about that, is there? I want to get a Kamala. Well, maybe not. There's so many. I can't say it, but it's good. A Kamala oven mitts joke. What is going on? He's out shopping around. Does it even matter at this point? I mean, really, does it really even matter? This is the song they were playing in the White House today. Wishing You Were Here by Chicago. Oh, he's not with, there's a picture. He's not with the first lady. He just literally looks like, looks like the kind of situation where they put out an amber alert or a silver alert. What is he doing at this place? He has a mask on, though. My God, you know. There's nobody else in the store except him, but he has the mask on. Of course, the dopes from the Secret Service. President made a quick pit stop at the ice cream shop. Neighboring Honey Maid. Where he admired necklaces on the wall for my wife. Examined a coaster with a German Shepherd on it and picked up a Kamala Harris mug. What? He ordered ice cream at Jenny's and he got a cone with two scoops, light colored flavor on bottom, darker ice cream on top, according to the press pool. This is what the press is doing. The press is fucking busy. We're at a crossroads of our entire existence as a human race, and the press. The only thing missing is a truck, a jingle from a PA speaker, and the fudgy wudgy man to roll up. POTUS waved an ice cream cone at pool reporters before heading off in his motorcade. He probably thought it was a microphone. He was in the back of the car with the Secret Service, chalking into the ice cream cone. Let me tell you guys something, folks. Where are y'all from? Anyway, what a great crowd. What a great crowd. Let me tell you something. If he's at a store admiring necklaces on the wall for his wife, she'll be there soon enough. Oh, Jesus. And they don't like to pay for things. We'll leave it at that. You can listen to it. Thank God. I it's been dicey in this country. We finally got some good reports. The detail of the media. Tell me exactly what kind of ice cream you got. They're even bad at that. What kind of fucking ice cream? It's dark and light. What are you, 5? 4? What's the flavor? He looks like, well, I know what we're eating. What we're eating only comes in one color, and that's brown. After Biden's activities, he called it a day at 3:06 p.m. and vanished. He called a lid at 3:06 p.m. So he went shopping, got some ice cream. He didn't go shopping. He was basically casing the joint so his wife could fucking steal shit. You can't say that, eh? Yeah, how do you know that? Just listen to Hotwire and get caught up. What do you think these criminals do? They don't pay for anything. Then he called it a day. What a day. If he stayed up any later, he would have called another reporter a stupid son of a bitch. This guy. And Psaki's up there. Yeah, he's doing this. He's doing that. He's doing this. You see the video I showed earlier what he was doing. What a peach, honey. I'm hot today, Dolly. Okay, so the new twist on this saga is a judge temporarily restores New York's mask mandate. Of course, they always have a judge lined up to do what needs to be done. Let's listen to a little We Are the World, USA for Africa. I told you guys a story behind this, right? They raised all this money back when I was a kid. MTV, all the stars. Bruce is in this. Oh, Bruce. And to feed hungry kids in Africa. And the money ended up in the hands of warlords who bought drugs and guns. So if you gave money back then, or your parents gave money, your grandparents gave money, right? There comes a time when we heed a certain call. When the world must come together to give cash to our warlords. We are surrounded by corruption and schemes, folks, and nothing ever happens to these people. They're celebrated, in fact. You'll be singing We Are the World and trying to put your life together, too, if you hang out with the Biden clan, believe me. Whatever money you have, they'll end up gaining, and you'll suddenly find yourself broke and wondering what happened. Well, you wanted to be friends with the Bidens. So get back to New York. Judge temporarily restores New York's mask mandate. This is how they do it. The Young Bucks have written a note. There will always be judges to rubber stamp this insane agenda. Everything is temporary or called temporary with these people. Eventually becomes permanent. So the headline says judge temporarily restores New York's mask mandate. It doesn't even matter whether the judge does or not. The schools are not listening. They locked, before this happened, they locked the students in the library. This must be some kind of a national, talking point, because they did the same thing in Virginia. I guarantee you they're doing the same thing all over the place. Parents should not put up with that shit. Somebody asked me today on Pain.TV, what would you have done in school? If we were like, hold on, man, I'm sorry.
We are
We
are the world.
Oh, Bruce. See, it's better to make fun of them than to just shun them. What would we have done if we got locked in high school? I said, we would have started a fire. We would have. That's why they know. That's why they would never put us. They never lock us up like we're in a prison. I don't know how it started. Yeah, I know it burned down. I don't know. It was weird. Electrical problem or something. I don't know. There's a lesson in that, kids. Not necessarily one you want to follow. But the lesson is your adversary should know how fucking serious you are. And at times, perhaps unbalanced. To keep them in check. The Trudeaus of the world and everybody else. To say, hey, these people are capable of fucking up my world. I don't think we should treat them this way. But see, they don't think that way. The friars at school, let's not fuck with this crew. These aren't the ones we're going to mess with. Just leave it. Let sleeping dogs lie. I'm dead serious. That's what we would have done. Probably what we would have done in grade school, too. We ran a cartel. I'm not proud of it publicly. Headline, police summoned to a nursing home nearly devoid of any staff after residents called to report disturbing scenes. Oh, we have to lay you off. Yeah, because you didn't get your vaccine. Now, I talked to a nurse today. A nurse who had no idea because her facility is short on people and they're fucking breaking the chops of the staff that remains. She's vaccinated. And she had no idea that Health and Human Service, the feds, pay a bounty, have paid bounties, continue to pay bounties to these medical facilities, these medical conglomerates, for every unvaccinated medical worker that they dispose of, either by quitting or by firing or by their own bullshit mandate. Health and Human Services pays the hospital. They're incentivizing this. She had no idea. And she's a fucking nurse, 40 years. So even the medical professionals don't know that there's a bounty system on Health and Human Services. Dead or alive. If you're dead, they put a bounty on you. $38,000 they've paid. If you die of COVID, the hospital gets $38,000. And if you're alive and you're a medical worker, unvaccinated, well, they put a bounty on that too. It's like the wild fucking West. Police discovered two dead bodies and two. They only appear to be dead bodies. This wasn't the White House, by the way. It wasn't the vice president and the president. Police discovered two dead bodies and two patients in critical condition at a Thomasville, North Carolina nursing home earlier this month after just a scant amount of staffers were reported to have shown up at the facility for an undetermined period of time. Authorities say the scared residents phoned police to report a concerning lack of medical providers and staff on the evening of January 16th, including that some of the residents could be dead. And officers responded to the Pine Ridge Health and Rehab Center to conduct a welfare check after said residents complained that they hadn't even seen any staff members for a day or more. And they were pressing their little bells for service, and this is what they were getting. Right? The old, help me! I fall and I can't get up! Help! Anybody? Hello? I guess this hip will heal eventually. I don't know. Maybe I can crawl to get some puddle water in the courtyard. I don't know. Wow. Unbelievable. Run to the hills. That's what the fucking staff has done. The police quickly determined that there were not nearly enough staff at the 98-patient facility and said there was only one licensed practical nurse and two certified nurse assistants on duty. And then the Thomasville Fire Department was called and the Davidson County Emergency Services to perform a series of wellness and health assessments on all the patients. That only took 12 hours. The assessments turned up two dead residents and two patients that were deemed critical enough to be taken to an ICU. Jesus. Folks, they created this problem themselves. They created the crisis, and this is, that's why I said there should be a special place in hell for Fauci and all of his winged monkeys. I need a drink of water. Yeah. People who run this hellhole are saying it was inclement weather why people couldn't make it in. Now, folks, you know nurses. I know nurses. These people will drive through a typhoon to get into work. Oh, my car broke down. I don't need no stinking car. I'm a nurse. I'm hoofing it. Put the boots on and the parka, whatever, and you hoof it to work. I don't think the inclement weather thing is going to go very well with the homicides. Deaths. Or manslaughter. I'm sorry. Well, they opened up a can of worms there.